come in
pasteboard boxes.
Pasteboard cartons or boxes.
Yeah, they leave them out in the rain.
That rust helps them stick in there.
Yeah. You know what I'm doing. If you got a jug or something and you wanted to plug the hole, what would you plug it with?
Stopper.
Would this be made out of rubber or?
Oh, generally cork. Mm-hmm. If you can get cork anymore.
And if you were going to make music when you were a boy, did you have one of those things you suck on and blow?
A harmonica or?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that what you called it when you were a kid?
I believe it was.
How about the one that you twang?
Jew's harp?
Yeah. Knock your teeth out.
Oh, I used to.
You know,
things feel like they vibrate for days.
I remember I found dime once, and another kid was with me, and we had to split that darn thing, and we didn't get a penny Jew's harp. We got a nickel one. And boy, oh boy, I don't think I can chew for a week. Mouth was sore, and your tongue caught that old thing. Oh, I really regretted that. That was a whole dime, and I split it with that nut. If you had a wagon, what would you call the thing that stuck out right in front between the
tongues?
Mm-hmm. And if you had a one-horse buggy, what would you call the two things that stuck out beside the horse?
You're getting beyond my realm of experience.
If you were riding a buggy and you wanted the horses to go faster, was there anything you could do to make them?
Well, you could slap him with the reins, or if you had a buggy whip, well, you could give him a crack with that.
On a wagon wheel, what would you call the steel on the outside part?
I always thought of it as the rim.
And then inside that, the wooden part that the spokes fit into?
You got me there.
This is one I learned from interviewing. You ever hear of a felly or a fellows?
No.
Or a feller sometime?
No.
Or the rim. Sometimes it's even called the rim. If you were using a two-horse team on a wagon, what would you call the bar like this behind each horse?
And your...
How about the one that these two fasten to? Two little ones and then one
big
one?
Yeah, I can picture them. I just can't give you the term.
I learned this from interviewing, too. If a truck went by filled with gravel, what would you say they were doing to the gravel?
Hauling it.
Mm-hmm. And if you went by a field and saw a tractor with a chain fastened to a stump, and you came back in a little while and you saw the stump on the other side of the field, what would you say they'd done to the stump?
They pulled it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned reins in the buggy. If you were riding a horse, where would you put your feet?
In the stirrups.
And what would you have under the saddle to hold it on?
Saddle, under...
Silk ox.
Cinch.
What would you hold in your hands?
The reins.
I'd hold the mane.
No, I'd hold that saddle horn. Be praying.
If you were going to break a horse, what would you put on his head? Just to break him, to lead, say.
Blinders?
Yeah, could be. Or the rope thing that...
Halter?
Mm-hmm. And if you rode him someplace and you wanted to feed him, let's say you were way out in the sticks and you wanted to give him some oats and you had one of those things that fitted over his
feed
face.
Bag. Some people call them nose bags? Or?
Yeah. And there's a Texas term that's come up in the western part of the state.